This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
I had to.
I don't care. That feels good.
Well, I don't know about that, but I just had to.
No, it just makes you kind of feel good. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially after last night. Yeah.
Now I'm going to have that song stuck in my head all day, though.
You're welcome.
I could think of worse songs to have stuck in my head. I'm not complaining. So welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 on another rainy day, which kind of seems to be how it's going here for the foreseeable future, doesn't it?
Right now, sunshine possibly Sunday and Monday, and then we go right back into it. So,
and it looks like, but Monday, 72, but windy.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm not sure. I'm surprised it's going to be windy because it's going to blow the warm air up to us.
We're supposed to see 74 tomorrow, I believe it is.
And how nice was it not to have to put a coat on today? Maybe a little rain jacket, a little protection.
Yeah, it was raining pretty good when I came in, but I came in earlier. So,
Nice that you don't have to put a coat on and gloves and a hat and all of that. I'll take it, and even if it is raining.
I am wearing my Notre Dame gear because Lou Holtz passed away yesterday.
Sad.
And 89 years old. Legendary coach at Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sam and I were texting each other last night talking about it in between games. So.
Sure.
But yeah.
And we'll talk about the games coming up. In the meantime, Party Line is presented by our friends at TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals, save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And Clinton Carroll, Boone County Daily News.com, your free local online newspaper. The online telecast you could be watching right now at HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by 51 West Events Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoop's Country Foods. Shoop's is gearing up. They're going to have some major deals, folks. If you just keep listening, you'll hear very soon. Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas in Michigan Town, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, the Community Foundation serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll counties, who will be, I think, our guests tomorrow on Party Line. Isn't that right? I think we have the Community Foundation on tomorrow.
Yeah, them and the commissioners.
Oh, and the commissioners. So tomorrow will be a so just let you know, folks. Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinning, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services LLC, Braden Business Systems, and Avery Home Store. I was just looking here at the what today is. It's Thursday, March 5th, and it's Cinco de Marcho, because who can wait two more months to have margaritas? So they say. So I do like a good marg, but I don't have them very often.
I do want to tell everybody, I am trying to get the server up, but the server is not wanting to come up. So Hoosier Land is not up right now, but we're working
on it. She's working on it. All right. In the meantime, 2 weeks of best on best baseball is happening. It's the start of the World Baseball Classic. Now, Japan, unfortunately, is favored to win it all for a second time. Team USA is considered to have the second best odds, followed by the Dominicans and Venezuela. So if you are a baseball fan, I mean, baseball season, won't that be starting pretty soon as well?
I would think so, because aren't they? I mean, they've been doing training camps for a while, haven't they?
I would think so. I don't know. I haven't been down to Florida where I can drive by the stadium and see it. So.
That's where we need to ask Sam, because he's the baseball authority.
He is the baseball authority. He was a baseball player and enjoys baseball quite a bit. There are some things happening in our community as well that we would like you to know about. Don't forget tonight. Nope, today's Thursday. Tomorrow, well, let's do that. Let's start with tonight, because we want to remind everybody about the candidate forums. Now, this is all happening at the Scanta Theater at the Frankfort Library. It starts at 6:30. And tonight, You're going to have a chance to see Clinton County Commissioners, Clinton County Council District 2, Clinton County Council District 3, State Representative District 38, Clinton County Council District 1, and Clinton County Council District 4. Now, this is open to everyone. If you can't make it to the Scanta Theater this evening, of course, you can watch it live on HoosierlandTV.com, or you can go to the library. And then the nice thing about it is, if you don't have a chance to go or you can't watch it live, it will be archived there, so you can go back and watch it anytime. Or if you watched it and still have questions about maybe what happened Tuesday night, you can go back and watch that. Mm-hmm. This is all presented by the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce on Hoosierland TV. Our portion is brought to you by the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce. And seating is first come, first served. But again, that's tonight. And this is all, I think, this will be the last one probably, at least for a while, right?
Yeah, I mean, this one's for the primary. And then,
right.
And then we'll see what happens between there. Because people can still sign up. They just can't, they won't be on the ballot for the primary.
Okay, there we go. I knew there was some kind of catch, but I wasn't sure what it was exactly.
Yeah. Well, I think with the kind of winter we had and everything else, it just kind of took people by surprise. And it was like, I forgot about that. And I wanted to do that, but yeah. So we'll see.
Also, there is a change with our friends at the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce. They had scheduled casino night coming up. And for now, after reviewing schedules and logistics, they have decided to postpone casino night to a later date to allow them to create the best possible experience for attendees, sponsors, and partners. Of course, that event has always been a highlight for them. And they just want to make sure it receives the time, attention, and everything needed for a great evening. At this time, a new date has not yet been announced, but they'll share the updates as soon as the plans are finalized. And so all current RSVPs have been refunded. Once a new date is confirmed, they'll reopen registration, and then they'll share the details again with everyone. And so they do appreciate your understanding. So it's not canceled. It's just postponed.
Yep.
So if you were heading to, and really, that's a great, I mean, they only take 150 people. It's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah.
And so as soon as they know more and have a date, we'll let you know, of course, and I'm sure Shan will keep everybody updated on that as well. But in the meantime, we did want to let folks know that currently it is just on hold for the moment.
Yep.
Last night, Melissa graciously came in and did basketball games. And unfortunately for some of our locals, I think we Clinton Prairie did get beat, and so did Clinton Central.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Yeah, I know. We still have more basketball to look forward to. Big game coming up on Friday right here on WILO and Boone 102.7. Carroll and Rossville. Now, they met in the regular season. Carroll did edge out Rossville. Great game. This one's going to be a barn burner, I think. It's going to be a good game. I tried to get Dr. Hanna yesterday to predict, and he said he is not making any predictions until Friday. He is waiting until tomorrow to make predictions. But anyway, and he agrees. He thinks it's going to be a really good game, too. I think it will. Carroll and Rossville always is a fantastic matchup. So, great game. That's going to be the Sam and Kyle will be on the air, and that is on the radio. They'll be on the air at 5:45 on Friday. Now, that is the only game we're going to carry on Friday because Clinton Central and Clinton Prairie both lost. So that second game is Bethesda Christian and Frontier. So we're not going to carry that game. We already know it's either going to be Carroll or Rossville in the sectional championship on Saturday. So we will be carrying that sectional championship game. And that one tips off at 7 p.m. on Saturday. So the guys will be on the air about 6:45. So. It's going to be, and I honestly think out of the Bethesda Christian Frontier game, we kind of talked about that too. It looks like it's probably going to be Frontier. Bethesda Christian, Clinton Prairie had them on their toes. They really did. They stuck with them for a good portion of the game. And Bethesda Christian doesn't like change-ups. Or aggressive defense very well. They did. They could not adjust to it as well. And Frontier came out not only 3-point guns blazing, but they also were they've got a massive size advantage. I mean, they got two kids that are 6'4", and I think everybody else was over 6 foot. And then, but they have they play very aggressively. So, yeah, we were talking last night, texting and stuff, and we kind of feel like it's going to be Frontier and either Carroll or Rossville in the championship. So we'll see.
We'll see what happens. Just a reminder that Living Alternatives Pregnancy Resource Center is having a Frankfort curbside care. No appointment needed, by the way. All you have to do is drive up, and they'll bring out diapers, wipes, and other available baby supplies. That is happening today. That's from 1 o'clock until 3. They do this, by the way, the first Thursday of every month. And so that happens to be today. Again, that's the Pregnancy Resource Center. Again, all you have to do is drive up between 1 and 3, and they will hand you things that you need as far as baby supplies, while supplies last, by the way. So, I mean, it's not an endless flow, but my goodness, I saw their closet over there. They do have a lot in it. So
yeah, I know how much expensive that stuff is.
Oh, gosh.
And if you want to support, you want to help, you know, they will take boxes of diapers. They will take formula. Those are probably the two biggest expenses, everyday expenses, that young mothers have. So, yeah.
Don't forget, St. Mary's Catholic Church is having their fish fry this week. Deep fried fish, baked potatoes or fries, coleslaw or applesauce, pies and desserts, drinks available as well. And I do believe they have carry out. It doesn't say, but I do think that they have carry out as well.
I'm pretty sure they have carry out.
Mm-hmm. And I know the library was on this week. Don't forget, Who's the Mama? That's March 7th, which is what, Saturday?
Yeah. Yeah,
and
they got a lot going on
10 o'clock until 4. Also, they're going to have a special St. Patrick's Day Market. The Frankfort Market is hosting this. Again, this will be at the Edward Jones 4-H building. That's free entry. And that's from 9 o'clock until 1. That's coming up on Saturday. So they'll have some food there, music as well.
Mm-hmm.
Also coming up on Saturday, it's the 15th annual Freedom Event. It's totally free. It's an event for individuals of all ages with any special needs and their families and caregivers. Now, I was lucky enough to go to this. I don't know. It's been a few years ago now. It really is a great event. I mean, they play music. There was food. They had a photo booth. I mean, it was really fun.
Yep.
And so this is coming up on Saturday. Just wanted to let you know. It's 4 o'clock until 8. Doors open at 3:30. This is at the I never know if it's Burnettsville or Burnettsville, but it's at the Beehive there. It's a nice building. It's they've had it for several years. And so if you are interested, that is also happening Saturday. And again, that is from 4 o'clock until 8.
One of my favorite events, Zonta. Chicken and noodles. I mean, come on. You cannot go wrong with chicken and noodles. And Zonta has done this 33 years now.
I had a friend that was not from here. She was from Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
And I remember when I said we're having chicken and noodles and mashed potatoes, she goes, oh. And I go, what do you mean, oh? And she goes, chicken and noodles and mashed potatoes? I go, yeah, it goes together like peanut butter and jelly. And she goes, oh, no, that's way too many carbs. Nobody up east does that. I was like, you
They're
guys
lost.
Are missing out.
They're lost.
That's what I was thinking. You are missing out, girl. Yeah. Let us teach you.
I'm sorry, but yeah. And I don't know, and maybe somebody from Zonta can call in and let us know for sure, but sometimes they have extra noodles bagged up and you can buy extra noodles. So I don't know. I don't know if that's a possibility. I have some in my freezer now from these ladies have graciously put together. But yeah, Zonta is having their chicken and noodle supper this Saturday at the Edward Jones building, and they have dine in or carry out. I believe runs from 4 to 7, but I think that's what the time is on it.
Go ahead.
That's the normal time for it. So, yeah.
Okay. This is a little different, and it's not for everyone. But if you would like to stay current on your basic life support skills, there's a BLS recertification class happening. And that is coming up on Sunday. It's in Mulberry. The class is perfect for healthcare providers needing BLS renewal. It's hands-on skills review and certification will be provided. You do have to reserve a spot. That's the kicker. So if you want to do that, you kind of need to get registered now. And so that is happening on Sunday, 2 o'clock in Mulberry. If you need more information, you can contact us here at the station.
You know, you were talking about the library, and how, let's face it, we've got our library system, not only our main library here in Frankfort, but also the outlying libraries in the system, have so much stuff going on, it's not even funny. You can get on myfcpl.org, get on there, check out the calendar of events. But this one, I'm going to try and sneak Puddin' in. I want to try, because it's supposed to be for 6 and up. But Puddin's only 4. I don't know if I can pull enough strings to get her in it. But Michigan Town Road Library is having bunny yarn, okay, art. I don't know what that's going to entail.
I think they're going to make that bunny right there.
I think they're going to make the bunny that's on the flyer. This starts at 11 a.m. It's this Saturday at 11. Registration is required, so you need to get on the website or stop in at the library at Michigan Town, call or whatever, and get signed up. But
man, Shailene is always doing stuff over there. They do a ton of craft projects over there.
She's always after I and Carrie to get the girls up there. And but you know, it says 6 and up, but Puddin's pretty sharp.
Well, they do a lot of classes for adults.
Yeah.
I've seen some of the things that they make. They've done wreaths, and they've done decorative things. I mean, they do a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Shailene's always got stuff up there.
She's got tons of stuff going on, and all the branches do. Mulberry's got a heck of a schedule going on at that branch, too. So, but yeah, check it out. And get on. And like I said, get on the website. Check out the calendar. It has all of the branches, events, everything that they've got going on that calendar. And that calendar is so jam-packed that you literally, if you try to blow it up, you lose half of it because it's got so much stuff on it. So, but yeah.
659-3338 if you have questions or comments for Party Line. We'd love to hear from you today. Coming up on Monday, meetings 5 o'clock, the Board of Public Works, and at 7 p.m., the Common Council. And then the other thing I just wanted to throw out there today, the Kirkland American Legion Auxiliary Unit 310 is taking mission bears, and they're collecting teddy bears for kids in need, 10 to 4. And what is a mission bear? Mission Bear Hugs is a new initiative in Clinton County providing comfort to children during difficult times. New collected teddy bears will be distributed by area law enforcement and first responders to young victims in auto accidents, fires, and other tragedies. So a small bear can bring comfort, security, and hope when children need it most. How you donate, you just drop off at the Kirkland American Legion Post 310. You can do this Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. You just drop off there. Or you can drop off at the Kirkland Public Library during open hours. Your support helps reach more children, easing their fear and pain during overwhelming situations. Together, we can make a difference in our community. So join the mission. Bring a bear, share a hug, spread comfort. So it does seem like such a small thing to just take a little bear or some kind of little animal. And they don't want the huge ones. They're looking for the small ones they can give out easily to children there.
Of all ages.
Right. And so you can donate at the Kirkland American Legion, again, Tuesday through Saturday, 4 to close, or you can drop off at the Kirkland Public Library during open hours. I just thought that was kind of a cool thing they were doing.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of services, I think it's cool that they're doing it, but the fact that they get there, distribute them, I know police departments all over the place, all over the country do that. They give those out, EMS. It's just because you never know what kids are going through, what they're, you know, the trauma, or the anxiety and the trauma. They need something.
You're always scared.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember the last wreck. I mean, your initial is that fear of, okay, is everybody okay? What's happened? You know, so I can imagine how it affects children. Mm-hmm. Do you try to sleep in on the weekends?
No, there's no point. I wake up. It does not matter what my alarm is set on. I wake up at the same time every day.
It's frustrating sometimes, isn't it? Sometimes I think, I could just lay here.
I got to be either sick on my deathbed, and even that didn't happen the last 2 weeks. You know, I got to be super, super sick to the point that I don't hear my alarm, or I just got to be so flat exhausted because I've been up for 48 hours or more. So, yeah.
Well, so now they're saying that sleeping in on the weekend could give you diabetes. And the same goes, get this, for a full night's sleep. Hello, a woman in her 50s would love to get full night's sleep. I don't know how many times Mel and I, hey, you want to text at 2 a.m.?
I haven't had a full night's sleep since I was probably 10.
New research from China has found that the optimal amount of sleep for blood sugar management, if you're pushing 40, by the way, is 7 hours and 19 minutes. Anything more than that can actually increase your risk of insulin resistance. When was the last time you got 7 straight hours of sleep?
I'm happy if I get 5.
And this is just funny to me because of that. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, 5 is average for me. So, yeah.
And less than 7 hours actually lowers the risk of diabetes.
Maybe
why we still don't have it yet.
Yeah, except, definitely not my diet.
No way, except it increases the likelihood of anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Well, that does explain me. So
I am not saying a word. I'm not going anywhere near that.
Yeah, you got to call it like you see it sometimes.
I don't have time for that either. So it's like, no. There is just no point.
That's funny. All right. I saw this on the news this morning. So now they've gone and made the Brady Bunch house in Hollywood a protected historical cultural landmark.
That's interesting.
And even fans of the show think it's a bit much. I mean, come on. For folks like us, mm-hmm. they said it's one of the most photographed houses in the U.S. I get it. So why not make it a landmark?
Yeah.
They might as well. I don't know how the neighbors feel about that, but... I mean, drive
they
by,
probably,
snap a photo. It meant a lot
care.
To people like us after school. You know, you'd come home and we'd get our chores done and we'd try and get them done really quickly so that we could go watch, you know, a little TV before we had to start homework or whatever.
Well, I know the last person to purchase it bought it because of the house that it was and was actually restoring it back to its original form.
I agree. Yeah, I heard that.
Because it had been remodeled several times on the inside.
It means the house, which was initially built in 1959, was only used for exterior shots, could never be torn down or changed. The show only lasted 5 seasons, and most of those fans now are in their 70s. For what it's worth, it's still the second most photographed house in America, right after the White House.
That's interesting. Why? I'm surprised that they say the fans were in their 70s. Because I thought it was more... I mean, I realize it was in the evenings, it was in primetime viewing and everything, but I just don't imagine, for me, at that age when that show came out, I just don't imagine that many adults, older adults especially, sitting down and watching. I know my brothers didn't, and they're in their 70s. It was like, no, that's lame, you know, to them. So, but I loved it, you know, but I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. So. See, I don't think of it as an adult show. I'm with you. I think of it as like a memory for a kid's show.
Yeah.
Not like cartoon kid's show.
Well, you
didn't
even see the original because you weren't born yet.
No,
so.
I watched the reruns.
Yeah.
The reruns were the ones I watched after school.
So
I never saw it like in its prime. I'm sure I probably did. I don't remember it because I wasn't born until 69.
See, I did, but... I mean, I related because I was the same age as the kids that were in
the
show.
Right, that's what I mean. So I can see why adults, but anyway. Yeah. Well, now that they've just unveiled a new phone that clips to your pet's collar, how long before your dogs are constantly butt-dialing us? The device, I can't imagine us giving him a cell phone.
No.
The device can detect barking or agitation and immediately calls the owner. So you can tell your fur baby to shut up before the neighbors complain. It also calls you when it detects your pet jumping 3 times in 6 seconds. Oh my gosh, my phone would be going off all the time.
No, I don't have to worry about that stuff with Willie. The only time Willie discusses anything or gets upset is when I'm with him. He gets mad at me and talks to me like a teenager.
Yeah, Annie's our barker.
Yeah. Willie's not a barker.
Well, she does a talk. It's people think when they come into the house that she's barking, but she does it's a woo woo thing. And
oh yeah,
she's a crazy girl.
Willie has tones.
Yes.
He has tones. And he has a toot. There is a toot in those tones.
I will say, I don't know what you guys did to Abe yesterday, but he was sound asleep when he got home last night.
He was making laps in this place yesterday.
It's the funnest thing to bring him in. And he hadn't been for quite some time. But boy, he was not letting me get out of the house yesterday without coming. So he came yesterday and saw both the Melissas. And man, talk about a dog that had his day made.
Yeah, I still think it's funny that he brought his treat from MJ's office and and hid it from me so that he can make sure he got his treats out of my office. So,
yeah. Smart guy. Can't blame him, right?
Oh, yeah. But the look on his face, he knew he was caught. And it was the look of shame. So.
I've never seen Abe have a look of shame.
Oh no, it was bad. I mean, he put the sad face on and the eyes down and the tail tucked and the whole bit. And I looked at him and I said, "What's that?" He knew he was caught.
Well, it turns out that being full and reaching for a second piece of cheesecake has nothing to do with willpower. I like this. It's our brain that has the bottomless stomach. New research has found that after a lifetime of connecting food with pleasure, we've now trained our brains to keep asking for more, even when we're about to explode. And they found that no amount of fullness could switch off the brain's response to delicious-looking food, which explains why a candy bar disappears so quickly, even when we're not hungry. It's not candy bars for me.
No.
I like candy bars occasionally.
I don't. Yeah, I'm not. If I'm full, I'm full. I'm not an overeater. Mm-hmm. And by no means. You can't tell that by looking at me, but hey, I figure that's the 50s and the metabolism just went to heck.
So. We're going with that,
but
right?
But anyway, yeah, but I eat less now than what I used to. Mm-hmm. I really do.
Well, I've been trying to cut back, but I'm ready to, you know.
I just do. I'm not hungry. Mm-hmm. So, and my husband, same thing. What we used to eat, now we probably half of what we used to get. So,
well, Target is saying it's only going to sell cereal without fake food coloring. It sounds extreme until you learn that almost 90% of the stuff on the shelves is made from natural colors. So for now, it means you'll have to buy your Fruit Loops and Captain Crunch somewhere else. Same for Lucky Charms, Fruity Pebbles, and Apple Jacks. Kellogg's plans to remove the artificial dyes by the end of next year. And General Mills says fake colors should be out of all of their cereals and back at Target by summer.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it the red dye that's so bad?
Yeah, but they banned that one a long time ago. I mean, that one was banned a long time ago. But, man, what a bummer. You aren't going to know what flavor one you're eating.
It turns out, though, the Fruit Loops aren't really different flavors.
That's what's funny. That is, yeah. And they aren't.
They're just trying to trick your mind.
They aren't. They aren't different flavors. The marshmallows.
Fruity Pebbles are probably the same thing.
Yeah, none of that stuff tricks cereal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, none of it. It's all the same thing.
Do you eat cereal? I'm not a cereal eater.
Oh, yeah. Please. The other day when you came in my office snacking. Yeah, I had a box, literally a big sandwich box thing full of Fruit Loops.
Yeah, cereal's not my jam.
See, to me, I don't eat it like a bowl.
With milk. Whatever.
I can, but I don't. It's more, to me, it's more of a snack. I'll eat cereal before I'll eat pretzels or chips or any of that stuff, yeah.
I haven't purchased a box of cereal for years.
It's a snack
years.
For me. Oh, there's probably three boxes sitting on top of my fridge right now, but I'm the only one that eats it, so.
Yeah, don't do cereal.
Yeah, no. Corn Pops, Fruit Loops. And I think Rice Chex. Rice Chex is the healthier one.
Boring.
But I like it. So
just plain old Rice Chex?
Yeah, Rice Chex.
Do you sprinkle sugar or anything on there?
If I eat it in a bowl of milk.
Okay.
That's the one that I'm going to more likely eat it like cereal for breakfast. But no, I like Crispix. Crispix is similar to the Rice Chex and the
Boring.
Corn Chex. But it's Corn Chex and Rice Chex with a little bit of honey.
So, I suppose the last cereal I had, which again, I can't remember, was probably Lucky Charms, maybe.
Oof.
They're magically delicious.
I am not the only General Mills cereal that I really like or can stomach, I should say, is Trix.
I like Honey Nut Cheerios, too.
No
Honey Nut Cheerios.
I am not a Cheerios fan, period. Any kind of Cheerios.
It just takes me back to those days in the 70s. Do you remember all the cereal commercials and the Kool-Aid when he'd bust through the wall?
Yeah. Well, it's like I'm not a Captain Crunch fan either. There's a lot of the Post cereals I don't like either. General Mills Post. I'm more of a Kellogg's person for just about everything.
All right. So we are about to break time, and I do hear some voices in the hall. Uh-huh. So I think our guests are here.
Yep, I can see Isaac from here. So, and right. I know Hannah's out there too. So,
all right, you're listening to Party Line. We are at the halfway mark. We'll be back on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.